in a moment's time, we have Etienne Dao.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
They are important in the desert. There is this door in the desert. Ouvre-la. Open. To trouver ici un autre paradis. You'll find here another paradise. An autre monde. Another world. Another world.
La nuit, les chiens.
That was Les Filles du Canyon by my guest today, Etienne Dao. Bienvenue.
Merci. Thank you for receiving me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure and welcome. What an incredible track. It's absolutely psychedelic.
Yeah.
you love your psychedelia, don't you?
I love it, yeah.
Well, what got you interested in psychedelia?
It's kind of a dream. It takes you to a different dimension.
Because I know you love Syd Barrett.
I love Syd Barrett.
You covered some songs.
Yes, I covered two songs. I covered Arnold Lane, and then I covered in 96 a Syd Barrett track called Late Night.
So does this sound carry through the rest of the album? What is the spirit of your new album, Blitz?
Oh, the spirit is the urgency of reacting against what's happening in the world, which is very unstable, and it's kind of resistance, but resistance with happiness.
Okay, I was going to say, we're not going to go down a gilet jaune route here, are we? No, it's resistance, but a positive resistance, positivity.
It's kind of also a sensation of ending a chapter and starting a new one.
And what does that mean for you personally, ending a chapter, starting a new one?
For the moment, I'm touring, so I'm still working on this new record, Blitz. It's still new for me. Even it's today, the life of a record is very short. Doing the shows is like making it living longer.
And you've got a gig coming up here in,
London
at the Electric Brixton, which is a fantastic venue.
I've never been there.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
It's got a very long history of live music and clubs. It was a gay club for a long time, and it's been sort of reinvented as a live music venue. It's got a special atmosphere.
Oh, really?
I think you'll like
Can't wait.
It's been a long time since we've had the pleasure of you in London. Why the attraction to come back? Why London and why now?
London is very exotic to me. And it's the city of the music. It always had been like a fantasy of coming here. When I was a teenager, I came here the first time when I was 14 and 15 to learn English and to have the impression to be part of something that was happening. You know?
What music were you listening to when you came on that exchange to London?
I was into Wire.
Well, it's interesting because, Etienne, when I was 16, I did an exchange from America, where I'm from, to France, to a small town called Saint-Chamond. But the music that I was listening to then was Pop Sartori.
Oh, really?
I was listening to you.
Yeah.
So you are the sound of my exchange trip.
That's so sweet. I recorded the record here. I recorded it with William Orbit.
Yeah.
He had a band called Torch Song. And in 83, he released his first album as Torch Song. And I was absolutely crazy about that record. And I wanted to meet him. And so I came here and we recorded in his garage.
Wow. And that was really before William Orbit became very known.
Way before. Yeah.
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 So it's interesting that because you have a long history of collaborations as well. And working with...
I love that.
Yeah. So what is the attraction of working with other people and other great artists?
Yes, I had the chance to meet... Many influential artists for me, from Jeanne Moreau to R and Flavien Berger and many artists, you know, from all the generations and not in one style. It's very eclectic.
Yeah.
It's a question of zone of affinity. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. I get it. I understand it. A zone of affinity. What is that in French?
You like
Tell
it.
Us.
Yeah. Zone d'affinité.
Right, okay.
To have zone d'affinité with someone, it's like you kind of same family.
Yeah.
Whatever the music you do, whatever the style is.
You're carrying on that tradition of collaboration in the new album. I mean, even with Flavien Berger, like you say.
Yes, and the band called Unloved.
Yeah.
So that I discovered them on BBC Six. Actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was on the playlist. And
what, you listened to the station?
Yes.
You are joking.
No, I'm not.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, thank you.
That's really cool. And The Deep End, the track that you recorded with Jade Vincent, is spectacular as well.
Oh,
we're going to hear that
so
in a
much.
Bit. But I'm interested in this idea of a collaboration because you've also collaborated with Saint-Etienne.
Of course,
who covered your song or sort of reinterpreted started, shall we say. What was that collaboration like for you?
I met them in Paris. They were doing a gig.
Yeah.
And when I arrived in London, because I had to escape from Paris for a while, and I met Bob Stanley, and he gave me a song. And so we went to celebrate. And after a few drinks, we had the idea of doing a band together, but for just an EP. It was a very short collaboration, but it was very interesting. You know, we did that as a recreation, kind of, and it became a hit. That was like a gift,
yeah,
an expected gift.
And you get to have a hit in two languages, in two different continents, across the decades, yeah, as, yeah, well, because the original Weekend at Home was a hit in the 80s, and then theirs was in the 90s.
Strangely, it wasn't a hit at that time. It became a very important song. Now people consider it maybe my biggest hit, but at the time it wasn't.
Well, can we go back to your first hit, or at least the first song that I think everyone will remember you for?
Yeah.
And I saw you perform live at the Festival of Nîmes a few years ago.
Oh.
When you were with Christine and the Queens.
Yes.
And I was there. I was in the back row. You didn't see me, but I saw you. And when this song came on, the crowd went absolutely crazy.
Passe mon temps à faire n'importe quoi sur les pistes.
And that was Tomber pour la France, the first hit from Étienne Dao.
I remember that because I was in holidays with my friends and we left for 15 days. And in between, there was a small documentary of 15 minutes on me on TV. And when I came back, I was very famous.
You went away on holiday.
All of a sudden, yeah, because of that show.
Wow. And so how did your life change then after that song?
I couldn't go out, really. Not anymore. It was very strange to get used to that.
And how old were you at the time?
25, something like that.
So you were
I was quite shy, you know. I'm a huge music fan, but I was not ready to expose myself, you know. So I had to learn that.
Yeah. It's interesting being someone not growing up in France, but loving French music and being in a huge arena when that song came on and realizing the depth to which you are a part of people's lives.
That's very moving.
France.
Yeah, because creating a link with people is the most important thing for an artist. Mm. And you create this link with this kind of songs because everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And it's a huge emotion when you're playing the intro and everybody goes, wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And all of a sudden, everyone's taken back to a particular time in their lives. And you are the soundtrack to their lives. But then, you know,
I can understand that because other artists are the soundtrack of my life, too. So I can understand that.
I guess the challenge is to always keep things fresh and new and interesting for you as an artist who's creating things. How have you done that?
I think I'm very sensitive to what's happening now and very curious of new artists. And I don't spend time to look at myself. Do you know what I mean?
Self-regard.
Yes, that's right. It's probably that. I've never thought about it.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a good sign.
what I can say is I have the same envies that when I started.
You have the same desires.
Desires.
Yeah.
My English is not back yet, so sorry.
No. We can speak Franglais if you like. So you're talking about new music and the trend of new artists that are coming out of France is incredible.
I think the new French pop is really fantastic. There is a lot of incredible artists.
Yeah.
Jan Wagner, François and the Atlas Mountains, Calypso Valois. She's the daughter of Ellie and Jacques Noe. She did a really interesting album. Malik Judy. There is so many good artists.
Yeah.
The French new scene is really incredible.
Do you feel like they're looking to you to be inspired? Have they come to you and said, look, you know...
Yes, that's very sweet.
What can you tell me? Tell me all your secrets.
No, but the thing is, they are talking about me and telling that I inspired them and they like me. And it's the same for me because I like them and they inspire me too, you know?
With the music that you listen to,
right,
tell
now,
us.
I'm listening all the time to the new Unloved record, which is going to be released next week. It's called Heartbreak. And I love them.
Yeah.
You know, really, I'm absolutely crazy about this band.
Oh, anything else that's kind of catching your ears at the moment?
Oh, I love the new Flavien Berger album, too.
Yeah, we've played him on our... You know, we have a special spot every week on the show that's called French Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And we play a new French release every single week on the show. Some people think I'm completely crazy. But it really stretches your mind in terms of what new things to listen to and try and get into the mind of a country. Do you think French music has something special? You know, what is it about French music that is
It's hard
different?
To tell because I'm part of it, so it's difficult to analyze it.
Yeah.
We are in a moment of French music where a lot of different styles have been integrated. But in French, new artists are doing it in a very spontaneous way. And they're creating their new style without any complex. Because before we were all very influenced by British or American music and not anymore. We don't have this weight, you know, because a lot of French artists and European artists were trying to imitate. And I don't think it's the case anymore.
Yeah. Well, it definitely comes across in your album. And we're going to hear the track, The Deep End, that you've done with Jade Vincent. Tell us a bit about this track.
I met Unloved. I was listening to BBC Six and I became crazy about their record. And so they were doing a DJ set in Shoreditch. So I went to Shoreditch to see the DJ set at Rough Trade Records. And I arrived too late, so I was ready to leave. And then I bumped into a guy. It was David Holmes from Unloved. And so we became friends. We started to work together. And Jade Vincent, the singer of the band, gave me that song called Deep End. And it's crazy because my favorite movie is called Deep End from Jerzy Skolimowski. I don't know if you saw that fabulous movie. It's a very strong story of friendship.
And here it is. Was The Deep End by Etienne Dao, my guest today, and Jade Vincent. Etienne, today on the show, we're talking about nicknames. Did you have a nickname when you were growing up?
All my friends were calling me Titin.
Titin?
Yeah.
Oh, is that funny French thing where you swap things around?
Yeah, that's right.
You take the end of a word and you put it at the beginning, so...
Oh, that you call that Verlan.
Verlan, that's it.
It's not a kind of vowel, but it's taking a syllable and repeating.
Titan. Titan. That sounds like Titan.
Titan, yeah.
That's not too bad for a... Did you like it?
I loved it. It's very stupid, so I liked it.
I cannot thank you enough, Etienne, for coming and speaking with us.
My pleasure. I try to do my best. My English will be back soon.
No, but you have no idea. It's si charmant.
Oh, thank you so much.
Etienne Dao's album, Blitz, is out now. And you have your gig coming up at Electric Brixton on the 19th of January. It's a Saturday night.
Yeah, very exciting.
There are so many French people in London, let alone Londoners who love you. So I think it's going to be a fantastic show. I'll be down there in the front.
Oh, yeah.
This time in the front, not in the back. I'll see you. You won't see me, but I'll be singing along anyway. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Merci à toi.